Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the title pending month of rants, day 31, the finale. It has been a nice long month, and today I'm not going to really complain about anything. I'm actually going to be fairly grateful, and I just want to do, you know, like a good old look back at all some of my favorite stuff we've covered over the past month. And we're just going to go back and look at our first episode, how Wendy's destroyed the Biggie Bag. It still is baffling to me that Wendy's is going to take one of the cornerstones of American consumerism and destroy it like they did. I'm still upset about that to this day. We do have many more trends that we covered throughout the season, such as horse racing. Second episode was the Kentucky Derby. We then went back and, of course, talked about Bob Baffert, his cheating scandal in the Derby, and then again losing me money in the second race. Hopefully doesn't lose me too much in this upcoming race, but he probably will. We talked about just being a good person, like common courtesy, like not mowing your fucking lawn at 2:30 in the morning, not fucking walking, not forcing someone off the sidewalk, parking like a good person, not talking on a phone in a public space. I'm getting upset again. This is not good. I also talked about sports because that's one of my favorite interests. We got the New York Yankees, New York Knicks stuff. And then we talked about how the Jets are the worst of all time. We talked about the fucking, what's it called? The vaccine quite a bit. Because, like, we talked about the vaccine where it's like, just get it. Just be a good civilian. Just be a good person. Get the vaccine. Don't wait for an incentive like a douchebag. Just get it whenever you can, like immediately as fast as you can, so we can just go back to normal life. You guys watched me struggle and so thankfully succeed through final season, pass all of my courses. Amen. Looking back at it, I only missed 2 days, and I did end up getting those episodes up the next day. One of those I promoted and tweeted about it, forgot to post it, so that was a mistake on me. And another one was my allergies were awful, so I'm like, I'll push it off a day. Maybe it'll be better then. It wasn't. But I pushed through for the people because I love you guys. And that's what this whole season was about. It was about... I felt bad because I had committed to making this podcast. And then I didn't do it for like a month and a half. And I'm like, I still want to do it. So what could I do? I'll sit down and I'll do one episode a day. Because I have been described as a spiteful, vindictive, angry young man. Which... to be fair, I am all of those things. And I thought, what better way to create content than to harness that anger and just complain? Because I complain anyway, whether it's to myself, whether it's to people online that I don't know, or my parents, or my friends, whatever. So I'm going to complain anyway. Might as well make some useful content out of it and give episodes to you, the people. And that's what it's all about. Again, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here today making this podcast. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to every shitty episode, listening to me complain about Wendy's, people walking on the sidewalk, fucking horse racing, sports. Even if you don't care about the episode, you still tuned in, and that means the world to me. So I just want to say again, thank you so much. If you made it this far, I'm sorry for getting sappy, but if you made it this far, thank you. I love you, and peace.